I'm Rona Tarrant. The UK and EU have agreed to a flexible extension of Brexit until October 31st. Speaking after talks at an EU summit in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk said his message to Britain was to not waste time. Theresa May said the UK would still aim to leave the EU as soon as possible. Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said the UK must now hold European elections in May or leave on June 1st without a deal. The Catholic Church in Peru has rebuked a local archbishop who sued two local investigative journalists for libel after they broke a sex abuse story involving a Catholic society he belongs to. Archbishop Jose Eguren accused the journalist of slandering him by accusing him of covering up the abuse. A judge this week ruled in his favour. In a statement about the ruling, the Peruvian Episcopal Conference called for solidarity with the victims of abuse in the church and for those who expose abuse, such as journalists. A draft of the proposed apostolic constitution for reforming and governing the Roman Curia will soon be sent out to leaders of the world's bishops' conferences, religious orders and some pontifical universities for their suggestions. The draft, which has been approved by Pope Francis' Council of Cardinals, will be subjected to the consultative step before it's amended and given to the Pope for his consideration. The Council of Cardinals, which has been advising the Pope on the reform of the Curia and church governance, met at the Vatican this week. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the country will vote in a general election on May 18th. The poll will decide whether the Conservative government wins a third term or is replaced by a Labour administration led by Bill Shorten. All 150 seats in the House of Representatives will be contested and half of the 76 seats in the Senate. Indians are voting today in the first phase of a general election that's being seen as a referendum on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Tens of millions of Indians across 20 states and union territories will cast their votes in 91 constituencies. The seven-phase vote to elect a new lower house of parliament will continue on May 19th. Counting day is May 23rd. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.